You are listening to Perspectives Live, a weekly podcast from Life Heritage Ministries with host Dr. Keith Augustus Burton.
After the strategically timed London bombings last year, I'm sure that Vladimir Putin ordered the Russian Secret Service to do everything in its power to ensure that the G8 meeting in St. Petersburg would not be disrupted by news of domestic terrorism. However, there was nothing he could do to avert Israel's unbridled bloodthirst. Recent events make it crystal clear that Olmert's Kadima government is bent on terrorizing the region with its superior military. Israel is further emboldened by the guarantee of assistance from the United States in the unlikely event that sympathetic Arab states in the region lend overt assistance to their beleaguered brothers. After listening to comments by President Bush and Ambassador Bolton, it is no secret that the architects of American imperialism have gleefully embraced the latest Israeli assault against human life as an essential part of their so-called war against terror. Obviously singing from the same sheet of empty rhetoric, the cheerleading Bush and Bolton continue to bolster Israel's aggression with the refrain that they have the right to defend themselves. At the same time, these biased pretenders deny the same right to Hamas, Fatah, and Hezbollah. And while Israeli bombs have severely weakened the Lebanese infrastructure, I find it frustratingly ironic that the very nation that pressured the Syrians to leave Lebanon has chosen to turn a blind eye to the devastation being wrought on this newly liberated democracy. Has the U.S. no shame? Where is their commitment to freedom? Where is their hatred for terrorism? Some are not surprised by the racist stance of the United States. The truth is, for the government of the United States, Lebanon is just a pawn in the grander scheme. It is no secret that the warmongers in this administration have bigger fish to fry. When a government representative agrees to an interview these days, have you noticed how references to Hezbollah and Hamas are quickly buried under indictments against the governments of Syria and Iran? This steady barrage of fear-inciting propaganda serves as effective straw-man fodder for those behind the project for a new American century. I'm talking about those neo-Reaganites in the ilk of Jeb Bush, Zalmay Khalilzad, Dick Cheney, Paul Wolfowitz, I. Lewis Libby, Donald Rumsfeld, and can I go on? The timetable for the project is on schedule, as the world falls victim to the First World War of the 21st century. My friend, World War III is upon us. It commenced when President Bush divided the world into the axis of evil and the coalition of the willing. It commenced when he drew a line in the sand and declared that all who are not with us are against us. As North Korea test fires medium-range missiles and Iran stalls efforts to halt its peaceful nuclear program, the world, I say, has a right to be concerned. And if things escalate to the next level, will Pakistan and India be transformed overnight to comrades on the battlefield? Or will Musharraf's army lend their nuclear power to their Arab siblings? And even as U.S.-controlled Japan states its intention to preemptively strike North Korea, how will the resurrection of the Japanese military be taken by the mighty China? Further, at what point will Vladimir Putin tell his good friend George Bush that he is tired of being lectured to and has no desire to use Iraq as a model for Russian democracy? Friends, in these uncertain times, I am thankful for the word of God. While political analysts scratch their heads and diplomats sit around negotiating tables, I am comforted by the prophetic words of my Savior. Almost 2,000 years ago, he told me that these times would come. He told me that as history unfolds, the threat of war will be heightened. He told me that while humanists fantasize about New Age utopias, the wickedness of humanity would multiply. But he also told me that the final word will not come from the mouth of Olmert, Bush, Ahmadinejad, or Annan. For you see, only the Father of creation can declare, "It is finished." And after this declaration has resounded through every avenue of the universe and the Prince of Peace assumes his rightful throne, I anxiously anticipate the proclamation, "Behold, I make all things new." I pray today that you will hope with me as we always keep in mind that a tree is known by its fruit. I hope you were blessed by this edition of Perspectives Live. To benefit from the other services of Life Heritage Ministries, you may visit us on the web at www.lifeheritage.org. That's www.lifeheritage.org. If you wish to support this ministry, feel free to leave a secure online donation, or you may send a check or money order to Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. That's Life Heritage Ministries, P.O. Box 56, Harvest, Alabama 35749. Until next time, always remember that a tree is known by its fruit.